Hey, Mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. If you're consistently emailing your list and constantly getting back, you know, replies like, "Oh, I really love this email. This was so encouraging. This was exactly what I needed to hear." But when you start selling your offers, it's crickets. Mama, you are in the friend zone. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Has your email list friend zoned you? And I'm going to share some things you can do to get yourself out of the friend zone and start making sales from your email list. So first thing I want to say is this, you know, there is nothing wrong with giving value, educating, you know, that's part of what we have to do as business owners, right? You know, it's part of taking people through the customer journey. Like, you are going to educate at some point. You are going to give value. You are going to really try to build that connection and earn their trust, like saying, "Hey, I hear you. I see you. I fully understand." But then we have to get to the point where we're like, "This is how I can help you. This is what you actually need to solve your problem," and pointing them to the specific offer that is right for them. So where I really see people get stuck in the friend zone is usually people who tiptoe around selling their offers. So like usually they're, you know, if they're selling their offer in an email, it's in the PS or it's buried at the very bottom of the email. Like, they give all this value and basically tell the people how they could solve the problem on their own and then go kind of like, "By the way, if you want more customized support or if you want one-on-one support, this is how I can help you." And it's like, no, that's not what we're doing here. Like, one of the things that I do is when I am selling an offer in my email, I find a way to try to introduce it early. I want to put that plug in early. I want to mention that offer early because that is the main purpose or goal of the email, is to get them to click the link to go to the sales page. And if the offer is right for them, they book the offer. So that is what I want you to do. Like, you need to sell more in your emails. But here's the thing. Your sales emails can give value. Your sales emails can be educational. You can do both in an email. And this is something that I love to do. Like, I will mix storytelling with, you know, selling an offer. Like, I will share a story and really connect the dots for my audience and sell my offer in the same email. Or, you know, I will pinpoint something that I know my email community is struggling with right now, you know, and highlight like, "Yes, I hear you and I see you. And this is how I can help you with that specific problem. This is how, you know, I can help you, you know, get X, Y, and Z transformation or get to, you know, point B or whatnot." So you have to sell in your emails. And like, again, this whole narrative or this belief that, you know, selling is sleazy. If I sell, I'm being pushy. No, you're not. You're not. Like, people need help. And not telling people how you can help them is honestly kind of selfish. Because it's like, "Oh yeah, I see so-and-so struggling with that problem. Even though I got a solution, I'm not going to tell them." Like, that's mean. We don't want to do that. You know, we want to tell people how we can actually help them. So instead of just giving value, give value and then tell them where they can go and get support. Tell them which offer is right for them. Instead of just educating them on something, educate them, and then show them where they can get more support in that area. Because at the end of the day, like, you don't want them to fumble and bumble about on their own. They waste all this time trying to figure things out when they could, you know, pass go, collect $200 if they just knew about your offer. If they just knew that your offer was what they actually needed right now. If they just knew how your offer could actually help them. So that's like what I really want you to think about, like when you're writing your emails, you know, if you're educating them on something specific. So for instance, one of the things that I educate my audience on is, you know, there's this belief like if you're social media optional, then it kind of means like you're marketing optional because they think, well, how else am I supposed to market outside of social media? And so I educate them on the different options they have outside of social media, but really breaking down like, okay, what visibility off socials could look like, what nurturing off socials can look like, and what selling off socials can look like. And then I make sure to highlight within all of that where they can get support. You know, if they're looking to DIY it, then my membership, the Social Media Detox Club, is right for them. If they're looking for more, you know, hands-on support where they're actually getting my eyes on their content, depending on what it is, if it's their podcast, a podcast audit and strategy session is right for them. If it's their email, it's the email reset. And so this is where I'm talking about connecting those dots. Like, let's get away from, okay, I'm going to give you all this value and then hope that if I give you enough value, you're going to click the link and go to my website and book an offer. When they're not going to do that, you have to tell them about your offers. You have to be the one that helps them to see which of your offers is actually right for them. So this is where, you know, when you're planning your content, look at your offers. What offer are you trying to sell right now? And then from there, break down that offer. Who is this offer for? What problem does this offer solve? What objections does someone have about investing in this offer? What misconceptions do my ideal clients have related to the problem that this offer solves? Like, there's so many ways, like directions you can go with it. Like, I have all the ideas. Like, I kid you not. But like, you can churn out a whole bunch of different content just about a single offer. A single offer. Like, even doing an email about who this offer is for and who it's not for. Like, just giving people that information. Because they're not thinking about your offer the way that you do. They don't have your expertise like you do. They don't know the ins and outs and whatnot. They know they have this problem and it needs to be solved. But they don't know what the solution is. You have to tell them that. You have to make it clear that your offer is a solution for them. So that is like, you want to get out of the friend zone with your email list. That's what you need to do. You need to sell more. And selling, again, in your value emails, even in your engagement emails, sell. Your nurturing emails, sell. Like, sell in your emails. Okay, tell people how you can help them. And remember that you're not pushing them into anything. You're not forcing them to do anything. And if you're not sure, like, okay, where would it make sense to actually sell an email? That is what the email reset is for. I literally will go through your emails line by line. And I will look at, okay, we need to, you know, bring up your offer right here. This is the perfect spot to introduce your offer. One of the things that I do as part of the onboarding process of the email reset is I have you fill out an onboarding questionnaire. And so I ask specifically for links to your offers. So I ask a question along the lines of like, okay, what offers are you trying to sell right now? You know, if you have an upcoming launch or anything like that. And I ask for the link specifically to that offer. So when I go in to edit your, or not edit, to audit your emails, I'm viewing it through both lenses. I'm looking at the content you've written, but then I'm also looking at, okay, how can we bring in this offer? Or if it is a sales email, is there more that we need to add? Or do we need to change the angle here? Like maybe this angle is not quite strong enough. Maybe we can, you know, approach it differently. Or maybe we need to bring in a client story to really highlight the how powerful of a transformation your offer brings, like your offer creates for your clients. So that's kind of like the lens that I'm looking through. Like, I want to help you get more sales. I want to see you succeed. I don't want you to be in the friend zone with your email list. Like, I want you to have a list of buyers. But part of creating that list of buyers is actually selling to them. And I know that sounds so odd, but the reality is that if you're not selling your offers, you're not going to make sales. So if you're just nurturing your list to death, no, they're not going to buy from you because they see you as the person who is really nice and likes to give them lots of free value. And they've probably even gotten all these transformations from your free value. And it's like, no, like, we don't want to do that. That's why, like, for me, where people can get free value is essentially my podcast, but I still sell in my podcast. And like, don't get me wrong, I do give value in my emails, but I sell in most of my emails. Like, I will do a nurture / engagement email here and there. But if you are on my email list, you know I mostly sell to you. And I haven't, like, people don't take offense to that. And don't get me wrong, people do unsubscribe. Hey, it's not a good fit for them right now. But I have been able to see the success that I see in my business because I talk about my offers often. And kind of like another little nugget right here, the more you talk about your offers, the more you get comfortable with selling, but the more clarity you gain in how to actually talk about and sell your offers. It's like a muscle that you have to work. So like with working out, like I've been getting back to working out and everything. And I'm like, ooh, I feel the soreness because I haven't worked those muscles in a while. But I know that if I keep doing these workouts consistently, then eventually I'm not going to have that soreness. Like, of course, yeah, I'm going to have to increase the intensity, but I know that it's my muscles are getting stronger. I'm getting better at this. I'm building up my endurance and different things like that. Same thing with sales. The more you sell, the better you get at it. So sell your offers. Stop friend zoning yourself with your email list and sell your offers. And if you want support with strategically doing that, book an email reset, all right? The price is going up. At the time of recording this, I'm not sure how many spots are left. But as a podcast listener, if you book your email reset in September, so like you actually pay for it, I will honor the beta pricing for you. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/reset to book your email reset today. This is also linked below in the episode description. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, Mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturnmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, Mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.